it's a dream come true, like, even to be in the top three in Donegal now. Like, at the end of the day, I went out this morning lying third overall, and I would have been happy to come home this evening third overall. Disappointing that Dara had to go off. Like, obviously the pressure got up to him too much. Like, but that's amazing. I'm just over the moon tonight to be second overall on a Donegal International Rally. I've done Donegal so many times.
Did you ever think it would come?
No, didn't. I didn't, and I didn't think in the car that I had it would there. Like, as me and McKinstry had more conversations about basically what car could want it and whatnot. And he says, if you can drive that as hard as it'll go, you'll be surprised where you are. And I am surprised tonight now, so I am, to be honest. But I tell you, the car was great and well run by McKinstry Motorsport to keep us going this weekend. Yeah.
Done a fourth overall. It was a new car for you. You only had it in your possession a couple of weeks, but happy with fourth?
Absolutely delighted. I suppose all in all, we had a couple of mistakes early on Friday, and we're lucky this morning we had a wheel come loose in Glen and cost us a fair bit of time, but no, overall very, very happy.
Yeah. When you got the hang of the car today, you did set some quick times in there, especially the Port Lake one.
Yeah, like the tight twisty stuff, and yeah, really, I suppose Friday I was trying to get the measure of the car, and come today now, I must say the confidence is much higher.
Declan, national winner of 2012 here in Donegal. That's a nice ring about it.
That's brilliant. Hard to believe it. You know, the last day we spoke, if I was told that, you know, we're going to win it today, now, it'd be unreal. But mighty to win it. You know, it goes back to the old days when the boys finished in the Mar2s.
Yeah.
And great to win it. Unbelievable. Mighty now.
Yeah. You certainly had your hands full with Manus Kelly, because heading into Atlantic Drive, you had what you would say would be a comfortable advantage, but the puncture dropped you 30 seconds or so, and all of a sudden it was back in the mix with three to go.
All of a sudden we were back. You know, it's like starting on Friday morning, we were back to scratch again. You know, I think it was 26 or 27 seconds we were up on Manus at that time. We battled on then, and you know, after the puncture we had to struggle through, and you know, it was hard work. There was only you know, obviously we'd only one wheel properly on the front there, and with the tyre and everything else, and the rim broke, we had to struggle through Atlantic Drive. We lost, going out to the next day's end, we were minus two down, but we managed to tip away then and take an odd one or two here there off, and we get back.
Manus, there's a big battle in the Mark 2s. You haven't sat in a rally car all year. When you've time to reflect on it now, happy with second overall?
Oh, definitely. I see no regrets whatsoever. We were out on Friday and we did what we intended to do, bet ourselves in. New car, and you know, wasn't used to it, so we went out and got bedded in now. Got out on Saturday morning, battled all day with Declan yesterday, and it was just brilliant, like, you know.
Did you expect that it would be so tight with three stages to go today?
Well, at that stage I didn't expect it, you know, because, you know, Declan, we went out in the fourth stage and Declan, or we took time out of Declan, and then we went out in the next one and Declan took seven back, which left us three worse off. And then we went into Atlantic Drive and we had a good cut through it, but then we seen Declan at the end of the thing and with a puncture, and we weren't sure if it was finished or what was happening. But no, like, thank God, justice prevailed, like, and Declan got back on the road and he deserved one, like, definitely, without a shadow of a doubt.
Third overall in the National Rally, Martin, I'm sure you're delighted with that performance.
We're happy enough that now, for sure, Austin. Like, a lot of bad luck this last couple of years. Great, really, really good to get a finish, and just a very, very entertaining weekend. Really nice to watch the boys, they're so sporting. But everybody helps everybody. It's really, really, really good to see that. And that's what it's all about. And just to see the crowds out again is great, like, you know.
Well, what about Martin McGee? If somebody said you would be finished third overall in the National, you would have taken that no problem on Friday?
You're right, I would. Like, really didn't expect it. We were just going out for a run. And just the way the thing ended up, like, Daniel had a bit of bad luck and all the rest. And kept their nose clean all weekend, so we're happy enough.